From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. For the second day in a row, a massive earthquake has struck southern Japan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7 quake occurred near Kumamoto City at around 1:25 a.m. local time Saturday. Yuichiro Yoshikado has family in the town of Mashiki. He says everyone in Kumamoto is still panicking. We see in the news phrases like major earthquake in Kumamoto or the Kumamoto quake, but it doesn't seem real. It feels like something that would happen elsewhere. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. At least 9 people were killed and hundreds of others injured. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter visited the aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis Friday as it sailed about 100 kilometers west of the Philippines in the heart of the South China Sea. As VOA's Carla Babb reports, the secretary's visit was intended to reemphasize U.S. commitment.
Carter took to the flight deck for air demonstrations from the crew, then went down to the hangar deck to thank a crowd of sailors for their service. And while China is characterizing the more robust U.S. military presence in the region as the cause of heightened tensions, Carter says that is backward thinking.
What's new is not an American carrier in this region. What's new is the context of tension which exists, which we want to reduce.
China claims almost the entire South China Sea and is militarizing land features also claimed by the Philippines.
VOA's Carla Babb. This is VOA. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried what he called the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican Friday. Sanders repeated his criticism of Wall Street banks and their political connections.
We have seen on Wall Street that financial fraud became not only the norm in many ways, but the new business model, business as usual.
The U.S. Senator from Vermont was taking a 24-hour break from the campaign trail to attend the conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. Sanders' Vatican trip came hours after he engaged in a feisty presidential debate with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in New York. The two exchanged personal insults and tried to outshout one another as they questioned each other's judgment and experience on issues ranging from the economy to foreign policy to climate change. The New York primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Monday in a key immigration case challenging President Barack Obama's executive action that delayed the deportation of nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. The case, U.S. versus Texas, is about two Obama administration initiatives which offer protections to immigrants and allow them to work legally for a period of 2 years subject to renewal. The measures would also protect young immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, and would extend deportation protection to parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have been in the country for several years. Belgium's transportation minister, Jacqueline Galland, resigned Friday after being accused of ignoring EU reports on lapses in security at her country's airports. Galland became the subject of sharp criticism after a secret European Union report on the deplorable security conditions at Belgium's airports was leaked to the media following last month's bombings that killed 32 people. Galland denied she was ever made aware of the reports, but a top official had said he had clearly notified the transportation minister and her office of the matter. And a new study says the Cassini space probe, which has been circling Saturn since 2004, has detected interstellar dust. According to NASA, the overwhelming majority of the millions of dust grains come from Saturn's moon Enceladus, which has been shown to have active jets spraying into space. But 36 came from interstellar space. Researchers say they contained magnesium, silicon, iron, and calcium. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.